Yesterday, we learned that we have to go through the desert in order for us to get to the promised land. Also, in the desert is the glory of God, as it says in Exodus 16:10. Also, in the desert is the provision of the Lord. But as we learned also, God did not promise manna from heaven and quail from heaven. He promised what we have in the promised land, which is the land flowing with milk and honey. So God provided the emergency things, food and needs, but He wants to provide more for all of us. So are you ready to go to the promised land? In Joshua 3, verse 4, it says, "For you have not passed this way before." So once we get to the promised land, everything will be different. We will see new things and experience the unexpected. The new wave of signs and wonders are waiting for us there. So this generation is seeing new ways now and creative miracles from the Lord, new ways to reach out to people, and we will see mighty moves of God in this generation.